I really like it. I think it's kind of interactive. I like that there's lots of different bits which you can go around and explore, and you can see that there's a lot of play on things around femininity and consumables that are there, and I like the way it's been all mashed up together in a space which you kind of wouldn't look at normally.
Yeah, I find the work really, really interesting, and I like the use of, obviously, nylons and women's wear just to kind of emphasise the kind of ideas that she's going for behind the work.
It just seems a bit dated, a bit early 90s. Makes me feel a bit uncomfortable because of that, and makes me think of Absolutely Fabulous as well. Just the broken nails and the lipsticks and the kind of that, yeah, just like that kind of broken down society type thing.
Yeah, I really like it. I think it's quite brave work to present in Manchester, but I think the Corner House can pull stuff off like this quite well. And the Corner House is set in a kind of nice position where people can come and enjoy work like this. It doesn't have to feel too elitist, so hopefully I think people will respond to it quite well.
It looks amazing. It's really drawn me in, the fact that it's something I can relate to as a woman, obviously. But, you know, I'm immediately looking at it, thinking, wow, look at the colours. I wonder what the artist was trying to say. So, yeah, it's really grabbed my attention.
It's thought-provoking, really, thought-provoking. It's found objects and some everyday objects. I like that. Things that you don't normally think of as having a value as art. Everything can have a value. Everything can be art.
Very bold, very brave. Yeah, I think a really good show. Yeah, excellent work.
I am struggling to read the meanings and the subtext and the symbolism and stuff. However, I do think it's an interesting kind of collection of oddities. We can all recognise objects that we've encountered in day-to-day life, and they're certainly put together in an interesting way.
I think it's amazing. I think it's really inspiring. I love her use of like different mediums and all the photography with all the textures of the fabric and marble and slabs and stuff. It's great. I really love it.